Chapter 13. A Roboticist is Confronted. Clarissa said, "Impossible! Skies above, absolutely impossible!
Above or below or any way you wish it. Is there an animal on the farm that's expendable? Get it and scratch it with the arrow and see what happens."
"But why should anyone want to?"
Bailey said harshly. "I know why. The question is, who?"
"No one."
Bailey felt the dizziness returning, and he grew savage. He threw the arrow at her, and she eyed the spot where it fell.
"Pick it up," Bailey cried. "And if you don't want to test it, destroy it. Leave it there, and you'll have an accident if the children get at it."
She picked it up hurriedly, holding it between forefinger and thumb. Bailey ran for the nearest entrance to the building, and Clarissa was still holding the arrow gingerly when she followed him back indoors. Bailey felt a certain measure of equanimity return with the comfort of enclosure. He said,
"Who poisoned the arrow?"
"I can't imagine.
I suppose it isn't likely the boy did it himself. Would you have any way of telling who his parents were?"
"We could check the records," said Clarissa gloomily.
"Then you do keep records of relationships?"
"We have to, for gene analysis."
"Would the youngster know who his parents were?"
"Never,"
said Clarissa energetically.
"Would he have any way of finding out?"
"He would have to break into the records room. Impossible."
"Suppose an adult visited the estate and wanted to know who his child was?"
Clarissa flushed.
"Very unlikely."
"But suppose. Would he be told if he were to ask?"
"I don't know. It isn't exactly illegal for him to know. It certainly isn't customary."
"Would you tell him?"
"I'd try not to. I know Dr. Delmar wouldn't have. He believed knowledge of relationship was for gene analysis only. Before him, things may have been looser. Why do you ask all this anyway?"
"I don't see how the youngster could have a motive on his own account. I thought that through his parents he might have."
"This is all horrible."
In her disturbed state of mind, Clarissa approached more closely than at any previous time. She even stretched out an arm in his direction.
"How can it all be happening? The boss killed? You nearly killed? We have no motives for violence on Solaria. We all have all we can want, so there is no personal ambition. We have no knowledge of relationship, so there is no family ambition. We are all in good genic health."
Her face cleared all at once.
"Wait. This arrow can't be poisoned. I shouldn't let you convince me it is."
"Why have you suddenly decided that?"
"The robot with Bic. He would never have allowed poison. It's inconceivable that he could have done anything that might bring harm to a human being. The first law of robotics makes sure of that."
Bailey said, "Does it?"